بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the discussion on the prayers in Islam, and now we will talk about the characteristics of Salah in Islam and its distinction. Salah has a status that distinguishes it compared to the rest of the righteous deeds in Islam. From these distinctions and characteristics are: number one, Allah named the Salah as Iman, called it Iman, called it faith, as in Surah Al-Baqarah in chapter 2, verse 143. قال الله تعالى: وما كان الله ليضيع إيمانكم إن الله بالناس لرؤوف رحيم. Here in reference to thus we have made you true Muslims, now real believers and wasat, best nation, and that you be witness over mankind, and the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم be witness over you, and we made the Qibla, the prayer direction, towards Al-Quds, towards Jerusalem, which you used to face only to test those who followed the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم from those who would turn on their heels. Indeed, it was great heavy except for those whom Allah guided. And here is the point of evidence. And Allah would never make your faith, meaning your Salah, to be lost. Meaning your prayers which you offer towards Jerusalem before the redirection or before the direction of the Qibla was changed back to Mecca. Truly Allah is full of kindness, the most merciful towards mankind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the Salah here Iman. Called it Iman. And Allah will never make your Salah, meaning your faith, to be lost. Because the Salah testifies for the truthfulness of one's action and sayings. The Salah testifies for the truthfulness of one's actions and sayings. This is the first one. The second distinction, Allah mentioned it specifically when He referred to the laws in Islam. He distinguished it specifically from amongst the rest of the laws in Islam, as in Surah At-Tawbah, or as in Surah Al-Ankabut rather, 29 verse 45. قال الله تعالى: أتل ما أوحي إليك من الكتاب. Then he said, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ. Then he said, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ. Recite that which had been revealed to you from the book. And the recitation meaning to follow it and to act accordingly in line with all of its laws. Then he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ. Recite, O Muhammad, what has been revealed to you of the book, and perform the Salah. Similarly, in Surah Al-Anbiya, in chapter 21, verse 73, قال الله تعالى: وأوحينا إليهم فعل الخيرات وإقام الصلاة. وأوحينا إليهم فعل الخيرات وإقام الصلاة. and we made them leaders, guiding mankind by our command, meaning the prophets, and we inspired in them the doing of good deeds, and look at this, and performing salah, and the giving of zakah. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distinguish it from the other good deeds by mentioning it in name. And we see also that zakah most often comes with salah in many places in the Quran, and that also speaks of its merit as well. Thirdly, it has been associated and linked to many worships that were mentioned in the Quran. It has been associated and linked to many worships that were mentioned in the Quran. From this is in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 1, verse 43. قال الله تعالى وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكَعِينَ. And perform as-salah and give zakah and bow down or submit yourselves with obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the rak'ain. That's right, that's 2:43. Also, in Surah Al-Kawthar, in chapter 108, verse 2, Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar. In this verse we see now it is linked to the other worship, which is the sacrifice. Therefore turn in prayer to your Lord and sacrifice. Also in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 162, قال الله تعالى قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. It is linked to other worships, as in this verse, say, O Muhammad, verily my salah, my prayer, my sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah, the Lord of Al-Alameen. And there are plenty of other evidences, but this should be suffice inshallah ta'ala. The fourth distinction is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to be patient and persevering regarding the salah. As we know from Surah Taha, chapter 4, 132. قال الله تعالى, chapter 20, 132. Again, I'm typing the wrong numbers. Taha is 20, and the verse is 132. Sorry for that. قال الله تعالى وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. And enjoin salah on your family, and be patient in offering it. Be patient in offering it. لا نسألك رزقا نحن نرزقك. We ask not of you a provision, I mean to give us something in return. We provide for you, and the good end in paradise is for the muttaqeen, the pious. نسأل الله من فضله. We seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His bounty. In Surah Maryam 19:65, قال الله تعالى واصطبر لعبادته. So, although the Prophet ﷺ is commanded to be patient on all worships, yet he distinguished the salah in this verse, and enjoin as-salah on your family and be patient in offering them. Yet we know that he is commanded to be patient on all worships. Listen to what here in Surah Maryam, وَاسْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ. Lord of the heavens and the earth and all this between them. So worship him alone and be constant and patient in his worship. So he is commanded to be constant and patient in all worships, Yet in the previous verse, as we noticed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distinguished the salah specifically to be patient on it. In Surah Taha chapter 20, 132, the aforementioned one. The fifth distinction concerning the salah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained it to be conducted irrespective of the condition of the believer. And no one who is ill or in a state of fear or a traveler or the like is given the excuse to abandon it, not to perform it. Rather, lightening of it, easy, came with respect to some of its conditions, and sometimes with respect to its number, and sometimes with respect to its conductance, its acts, and it stays there, it stays as long as the person is sane, as long as the person is sane. Sixth distinction is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conditioned for it the most perfect conditions of preparation, like purification, good dressing, clothes, directing oneself to the Qibla, and other conditions which are only specific to Salah. The seventh condition, or the seventh distinction rather, is the utilization of all the human parts in it, from the heart, the tongue, and the limbs. And this is only for Salah. The heart, the tongue, and the limbs. And the eighth distinction is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade that one busies himself while conducting it with other things, even thoughts or words. Ninth, it is the deen of Allah, and it is the key for all the revelations of the prophets. No prophet had been sent except Salah was ordained with him. The tenth distinction and the last one is it is mentioned and associated with at-tasdiq, attestation. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Qiyamah verses 31 and 32. قال الله تعالى فلا صدق ولا صلى سورة القيامة ولكن كذب وتولى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala linked it to the attestation, as in Surah Al-Qiyamah. No, Surah Al-Qiyamah, please. فلا صدق ولا صلى ولكن كذب وتولى. Well, you got that, alhamdulillah. The merits of the salah are much more than this, but these are the ones that are highly highlighted in the discussions of the scholars in many of their books regarding the salah. So neither he believed nor did he pray in Surah Al-Qiyam. Rather, he belied to the contrary. and turned away. So you see there in verse 31, so he neither, the disbeliever, believed in the Quran nor prayed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala linked the prayer with the belief, with the attestation. So many are the distinguished characteristics of the salah, makes it distinguished from other acts of worship. This brings the end of this topic regarding the salah in this introductory classes about the salah. Before we go into details regarding the rulings and the actual conductance of the prayers and what precedes it from purification, so that by the will of Allah we can realize the importance of what we are to establish. In the next class, inshallah ta'ala, we will talk about the merits of salah. In the next class, inshallah ta'ala, we will discuss the merits of the prayers. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.